From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome. Here's the question. Is it okay to ban digital devices at meetings? Well, you know how it goes. Your meeting's underway. You look across that meeting table. There's Alfredo. His smartphone is there right in front of him, and he's kind of scrolling through it while someone is presenting. And then Julie's cell phone vibrates. Yep, she's over there. And she gets up, and she ducks out of the room to take the call. Oh, there's Isaac. He's in the back. You can't see him too well. In fact, you can't see his hands, but you know he's texting under the table. Now, this is your meeting, and it was supposed to take 30 minutes, just half an hour. What do you do? Well, I'd say it's time to make a clear statement. It would sound like this. Hey, everyone, so we can get through this session on time, let's disconnect from devices for just 30 minutes. Hey, if it's urgent and important, if you're on call, I understand. Otherwise, let's just focus on each other. Notice I chose my words carefully. I didn't make it about me by saying, I need your full attention. I said, let's focus on each other. I didn't insult people by calling out their behavior as rude, even if I thought it was. And I did note that some people might have pressing reasons to stay online, but I described it carefully, important and urgent. But you don't want to have to do that at every meeting, so it makes sense to turn this into a habit. I like habits better than rules, don't you? I mean, it makes me feel more like a grown-up. So at the end of this 30-minute meeting, you can say, thanks everybody for stashing the cell phones, and let's keep doing this from now on. Are we good? Then you get to the next meeting, and you start with this. Before we begin, thanks everybody in advance for putting away the phones. We'll get through this together, and you know the drill. If you're on call or something's urgent and important, let us know. Your goal is to build habit and a little bit of peer pressure, too. But what if we're not talking about a 30-minute meeting? What if it's 3 hours? As someone who teaches day-long workshops for managers, I know how edgy they can get when they're cut off from the outside world. For that reason, I often start a seminar by reading people their rights. I'll tell them, you have a right to a program that starts and finishes on time. You have a right to push back on anything I teach. You have a right to disconnect from work, and for the good of the group, I hope you do. And you have a right to take breaks, too, so there'll be plenty of time for you to check your emails. Of course, one trick you can do if you see someone sneak texting despite your best efforts, you can simply ask that person a question related to the topic at hand that the group is talking about or you're teaching. Now, because it is impossible to multitask, while she's been texting under the table, well, she's blocked out all the conversation in the room, and so my innocent question causes the texting offender to either fake her way through an answer or fess up. I've embarrassed her a little, but it usually gets through. What about laptops in meetings? Open, closed? You know, I struggled with this recently when I was putting together the protocols for an ethics class I launched for undergraduates at Loyola University in Chicago. Some professors ban laptops, and they do that to prevent kids from wasting class time on Facebook. But others believe that many students use laptops to take notes, and I'm one of those. So I just told them I plan to treat them like adults. Actually, it's an ethics class. I call them my ethicists. And I told my ethicists that it's my hope that they provide their full attention to the class, to use laptops for note-taking and for those times that I ask them to quickly do some research online. And then I build in a break for them to surf the web if they need to. When it comes to disconnecting from devices, you can make a law and spend a lot of time playing cop. But I do that as a last resort. First, try appealing to people's professionalism and self-interest and create a distraction-free zone for everyone who needs it. If your team fails to respond to all of those leadership skills that derive from influence, then it's time to shift to management skills and use raw power. Declare a ban. Period. That's Q&A for today. Now I have to go check my email. I'm Jill Geisler. Thanks.